Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Triple M Rocks the Footy.
G'day, Rudy.
Hello, lads.
Were you at the weigh-in this morning?
Very entertaining. Lenny, as always, he actually arrived on time for something.
No way.
Lenny stripped down and proceeded to throw his clothes into the crowd, so it's pretty entertaining.
did you get anything, Rudy?
I didn't get anything, no.
Don't get your night out last night mixed up with the weigh-in, Rudy.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Lovely to have your company on this Saturday afternoon. We are counting down. 3 o'clock is kickoff. The Roosters taking on the Sharks. Maroon will be in to call that game. Sterlo will join us in, I'm going to say, roughly 26 minutes. There you go. You can never guarantee it with Sterlo. He'll be there or thereabouts. He'll wander. He'll poke his little head.
No,
in
he's always on the mark, Tony. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Not me, Pacquiao style, you know, arriving 45
minutes. He's a trained professional.
He's an absolute trained professional. We'll get to him very shortly. Another, well, I wouldn't call him such a professional as the cooler.
He's a trained professional.
Is the cooler up and about and ready to go today?
Yeah, but he's up north. He hasn't handled the weather well. Cold snap, so he's headed north to the Sunshine Coast today. He's gone looking for something up there, Tony.
All right, we'll see if he's found it any moment. Obviously, we're going to hear from both coaches, Trent Robinson from the Roosters, and right now with Emma Lawrence, the Sharks coach, Shane Flanagan.
All right, Shane, you guys seem to have really been struggling a bit through this origin period. I know you said the guys sort of needed to refresh a bit. Did you sort of take it easy on them during the week, or they have a bit more of a break to really get up for this game?
I wouldn't say I gave them a bit of an easy week or a rest, but, we haven't been playing at our best, but, you know, when you play sides like the Roosters, I think, you know, just that should bring the best out in us. It's a big game for us, you know, leading into a bye, and then obviously then it's the last origin that we have to worry about. You know, we sort of get our heads around, you know, getting our stuff back in gear for Cronulla and a run to the end, but, you know, it is an important game today, as I said, leading into a bye.
Do you think it has just been a matter of that physical and mental fatigue from those origin players, or is there something else that's not really clicking for you guys at the moment?
Yeah, a little bit of both, I think. Obviously we had to change to our hooker and fullback, you know, with Mick and Benny Barber going, and that's been a bit of an adjustment period for us. And those two boys, Jaden Brayley's 20 years old and he's done a great job and is now out now. And, you know, Valentine's learning the position. So, you know, we're not as crisp as we were last year, especially offensively. But hopefully, you know, every week we get better. Obviously today presents some new challenges with Jaden out and New Brown coming in, and, you know, James Seguiara will be back next game, so he'll give us a different point of attack as well, so I'm looking forward to that.
Does your game plan or your style of attack change much with New Brown starting there instead of Jaden?
Yeah, it does a little bit. Newell gives a little bit more running out of dummy half, and he's a little bit more creative, I suppose, than Jaden. Jaden's, as I said, just learning his trade in first grade, so... Yeah, it will give us a little bit more point of attack, and definitely, in the coming weeks with James Seguiara coming back, it will give us some real spark and speed out of dummy half.
And I know you mentioned during the week that James Maloney probably hasn't been at his best and is a little bit disappointed. Is he really fired up for this game, expecting a big one from him?
Yeah, I am. Obviously playing against his old club, the Roosters, and... You know, he hasn't been playing his best, and last week was probably one of his, not his best games. And, the problem is with James is that, you know, he's got a load from Origin, and he's got a big job to do there, him and Mitchell. You know, I see, you know, the mental stress and that, you know, they've got to get that team done, and they copped a bit of flack after game two. So, I understand what they're going through, and they've got to refocus on their club footy this weekend, but, you know, there's a huge game. Two Wednesdays to come, so hopefully they can put that aside today, and especially Jimmy can and play well.
All right, well, best of luck. Let's hope you can turn it around.
Thank you very much.
Shane Flanagan there with Emma Lawrence, the Sharks coach. And this is fascinating, isn't it? Mitchell Pearce and James Maloney on opposite sides of the field today after the State of Origin in front of their minds.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's a good challenge for both. Cronulla need to bounce back. That was flat from them last Sunday against the Seagulls. Take nothing away from Manly. That was a magnificent victory for them. But, Jimmy Maloney, look, you can guarantee he'll be chirping as he likes to out there up at the Central Coast today. And Mitchell Pearce, well, he came up with a clutch play last week in a victory that the Roosters probably didn't really deserve to get away with, Tony.
He's a casual kind of guy, isn't he, Jimmy Maloney? Saw him earlier just wandering around watching this New South Wales Cup game, 42-14, the Wyong leads.
He looked like he had a hot dog in his hand.
It's a bit concerned.
That's his pre-game prep.
It's absolutely brilliant. That's all right, cool. We're going to preview that game for Iveco Trucks in a little while when Sterlo does join us. Right now, though, it's this.
Ladies and gentlemen, three in five.
Oh, I love Tony Sessions. Yeah. I love the three in five.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12.
Three in five.
Really, really simple operation.
What's the theme today, Tony?
No theme.
Oh.
No theme.
Open game plan.
Yeah, well, it's sort of about this afternoon's fixture. It's about people involved in today's. In fact, if you can close your big league so you can't see what's going on your program. All right, I'm going to start with, I'll start with you, James Hooper. Michael Gordon is playing at fullback for the Roosters this afternoon.
True.
See, you're getting me confused with another game completely. This is three and five. Could you please name three teams he's played for previously?
Penrith, Cronulla.
Oh, can you get the third?
Roosters.
No. Before. Yeah. He's currently at Roosters. Right. Parramatta.
Oh, Parramatta. He was at Eels last year.
At Parramatta.
That clock.
All right, that clock.
The pressure
gets
of that clock.
I know. That's the thing, isn't it? Mm. See, the answer's easy. It's the pressure. Ryan Girdler, how are you going to go under the pressure? Because this one you should get. A couple involved this afternoon. Can you name the first names of the three refereeing Sutton brothers?
Jared, Grant, and Sutsy.
Sutsy Sutton, yeah. No, Jared, Bernard.
Bernard.
Bernie.
And Chris. Chris. What a family. Three, all doing the same business.
The Sutsies.
They obviously couldn't play football, so they just decided.
No. That's kids, if you want to go down that path of refereeing, that's what you should do. I was a referee.
They're doing a great job.
And that's obvious.
Good on you, boys. I was just joking, boys.
It's obvious I was a referee.
Yeah, be a referee, then turn into a school teacher.
Like Bill Harrigan.
See, career path.
You're bagging me, and now you're bagging Jeff Horn as well.
Who?
He's a school teacher. He's a boxer. Yeah.
You get knocked out tomorrow.
All right, Wendell Saylor. Could you please, in today's Rooster side, name three Mitchells?
Yep. Mitchell Pearce. Latrell Mitchell.
Good boy.
Oh, not bad.
I thought you wouldn't get Latrell Mitchell.
Mitchie Orbison.
Mitchell Orbison is the third.
Very
so you wasted time by going, yep, you
Tony,
could. When in fact
did you,
you
really expect me to know the name of three referees?
That's so unfair, mate.
Yeah. That was poor.
I'm going to stand aside for one week in protest of that.
You're banning three and five.
I'm out next week.
You're out of three and five.
You heard it.
Did you hear the question he gave me last week?
What did you get last week? How do you make a tequila sunrise? And you forgot the tequila.
Didn't even say tequila. You know why? Because lemon and salt is all he said.
You know why? Because I don't drink, Tony. April the 1st.
Triple M rocks the footy. Plenty to get to right now. Remember this, making an NRL multi is easy. The all new UBet multi builder. Download the UBet app today. Customised by sport, time and price. Remember, gamble responsibly. Jared Daffy joins us right here, right now. G'day, mate.
Hi, Tony.
What about this afternoon? Obviously, the Roosters fans, very high hopes, not about just today, but about the premiership. The Sharks do have a good record against them.
Yeah, they do. Well, they're second favourites to win the premiership, the Roosters, but you're quite right with the Sharks. And they've got their fair share of support today as well. $1.75 the Roosters, $2.12 for the Sharks. The line, they're 2 points, but the money's actually split down the middle. So, as I said, they've got their fair share of support, the Sharks.
What about the Seagulls, Staff, over in the West against the Warriors? They're into the top four for the first time this season.
Yeah, well, most think they'll get the job done here, Hoops. They're $1.42. The Warriors, when they turn up in Australia, there's never too much support for them. They're $2.95. We've got a handicap line there of 6.5 points in favour of Manly, and that's where the punters have placed their money there on the minus.
Sterlo called the Warriors Grant Hackett earlier in the week. I thought it was a good line. He reckons they do their best work on the plane, Daff.
Valentine,
not bad.
Valentine Holmes, obviously, first try in Origin 2. What's the price on him today?
Yeah, well, he's $15, Tony, to be the first try scorer, but he's a fair way down the list. But given his popularity, he's a bad result for us. The shortest or the most popular of the Roosters players, Latrell Mitchell and Blake Ferguson. But yeah, he's a fair way down, Valentine Holmes. But punters who backed him in Origin have got some cash to play with.
And just a question without notice, I don't know if you've got them in front of you. What is the latest in Origin, the decider?
I certainly have. We've got New South Wales, $1.75, $2.12, Queensland. So no real change to from when we spoke last week. I guess only an injury or so over the weekend will change those prices.
You heard about all the injury concerns for the Blues, though, Daff. There's a fair bit of doubt around Tyson Frizzell now. Obviously, Boyd Cordner's going to be going in with that calf issue.
Yeah, I saw a few of them hobbling around last night. Well, I guess they've got a week and a half, haven't they? But at the moment, still favourites, and that's where the money has been as well.
Mm. All right, thanks so much, Jared. Making an NRL multi is easy with your new UBET multi builder. Download the UBET app today, customised by sport, time, and price. Remember, gamble responsibly. Right, and now it's time to head back to the sideline. Emma Lawrence with the Roosters coach, Trent Robinson.
Robbo, such a nail-biting win last week. Do you find it hard to get up a week after, you know, there was so much physical and emotional energy put into that win?
Yeah, obviously, you know, travelling over to Adelaide and then playing like we did, quite a physical game. So, yeah, it was a bit of a toll. We saw it in the players early week, but, yeah, that's what the performance staff are good at. They recover them enough, and then we got going in the last few days. So, yeah, it was a tough game, but we're playing Cronulla. Premiership winners from last year, so it's it doesn't take much to get up for this game.
Have you had to alter the week much at all for the Origin boys? Because I know Flano said he's noticed that he's a really tired and they really need a bit of a refresh. Have you noticed that for yours as well?
Yeah, so our boys, you know, when we got back after the Saturday night game, we saw them again on Thursday. So that's we had to give them a few days off, and they were tired, the two games in a row. So, they need to take a breath, and that's what we gave them enough recovery. So hopefully we see the benefits today.
And you did it without Boyd last week, but do you imagine it'll be harder this week because of that really good Sharks pack that they've got?
Yeah, obviously a really strong pack. And that's why it's going to be a good contest. You know, it's hard to see who's on top. You know, we probably both didn't play how we wanted to last week, but we're up the top of the ladder, and that's why it's going to be a good game.
And obviously it'll be a good matchup between Pearce and Maloney. Do you imagine that he gets a bit more fired up for this a game against Maloney?
No, I don't think so. Look, I think they're good friends and obviously teammates for New South Wales, but you know, Jimmy playing an old team and the boys enjoy playing Jimmy, but they're the small bits in the contest. The real contest is two top teams trying to find their way in the competition and trying to gain some form, and you know, that's the real story.
All right, well, best of luck.
Thank you.
Roosters coach Trent Robinson there, ahead of his team, the Roosters running out against the Sharks in just over 40 minutes time onto a bright and sunny stadium in Gosford. Peter Sterling has arrived. He will join us very shortly to preview that game, have a little quick chat about Origin as well. Next, though, it is the cooler. 1, 2, 3,
and miss a minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, mate.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere.
Listen to that crap. I'm saying hallelujah.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Wendell Saylor, James Hooper, Ryan Girdler, Tony Squires, and Peter Sterling is about to slide in behind a microphone as well. Before then, though,
you're cooler.
Best cooler there ever was, and I need him back.
You and that's any need to the cooler.
The cooler.
All right, everyone.
How is the sea, man?
Well, he's gone north.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit cold for the cool at the moment. So he's been at Flemington of late and he didn't do so well. So he's gone gone north to back to the... He's the people's champ, as you know. Yeah. So he's gone up there to one of the regionals. He's gone to the Sunshine Coast having a ball up there.
Everybody's
at
there.
Billy Moore's pizza shop every second day. Does a great margarita. Yeah.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Frozen.
And gives a great massage too, Billy Moore. Don't worry about that at the end of it.
Yeah.
So he's up there at the Sunshine Coast and he's...
Happy.
He's in search for one of the NRL teams, Tony, that's gone missing of late. Do you know any teams that have gone missing of late? Now, this horse was running well up until a few months ago. Does it ring any bells? Form went down, obviously, dramatically and carried a few injuries and so forth. And he needs to stay in the middle of the track, this horse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can get a little bit distracted and come back to the pack. His form has been poor. Mm-hmm. And he's very low on confidence, Tony. Okay. Does it ring any bells?
Yeah, it's ringing a big bell.
So he can produce, say, this guy, and you got to be trustworthy and solid because he's got another win in him.
Okay.
Yep. The coolest tip today, Tony, is up on the Sunshine Coast. It's race nine, number four.
9-4.
And I ask you this question, Tony.
Yes.
Where's that dragon? Paying $10, Lloyd is on Where's That Dragon, Tony, and he has been instructed to use the whip. Paying $10, it will win and the cooler's out. Wow. Where's that dragon, Tony? Where is that dragon? Where's it gone? Is it in the Sunshine Coast? There or thereabouts. We'll see.
Cool change.
Whip it, dragon, whip it.
Sterlo arrives, thankfully, neck, rocking the footy. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. What a great pleasure to welcome Pete Sterling to the microphone. G'day, Pete.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Now, you don't mind if I don't watch any more football games this weekend, do you?
You've had enough, have you?
They just keep limping off.
I know they do. I know they do. So there's some concern, isn't there? I mean, Tyson Frizzell, how many injuries has he carried through? Why did he back up straight away? I know the Dragons desperately needed him and they needed wins. And he's in terms of their comeback against the Knights was instrumental. He plays again last night and he comes off again with some further around towards his back with rib issues.
Yeah, it's a different one. It's still a rib cartilage, but it's further around the back. I think I can remember the tackle actually where you saw him wince with pain. And yeah, look, you know, obviously the Dragons need their best players on the paddock as much as possible. And, you know, he was fine, I suppose, going into that one until this new injury occurred. So now we're just kind of sitting back waiting to see what these scans reveal, have a chat with Tyson himself. He texted Laurie last night saying that he thought he'd be fine, but, you know, that's straight away and that is a player talking, yeah, you know. Yeah. So, but, you know, there is 10 days. Well, not 10 days because you're probably going to be given maybe through until the Sunday, I guess, depending on the player. So, there's a little bit of time, but with those kind of things, they don't go away quickly.
And Josh Dugan left the field early as well?
Yeah, no, apparently he's okay. Bit of bruising and a cork. So I don't think there's too many concerns about Dugs at the moment. And that's good news because I think he's just about been one of our best players over the two matches.
James Tedesco, he's not playing.
Playing tomorrow against the Knights, no.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is I was talking to Ray Price on the way down and he is available on the 12th of July. I did run it by him, so...
He wouldn't let anyone down.
Obviously, you know, I think Boyd has come out and said that he's fairly confident of playing, but again, those calf injuries are difficult ones. Fortunately, it's lower down in the calf, so it's not up in the middle there where, you know, it can be a real concern, but they're nagging things, and you still really don't quite know until you actually put pressure on it and go at 100% as to what they're going to be like. So, yeah, we've got some concerns.
Have we had the kind of selectors meeting, thinking about, you know, what if, their contingency plans?
A little. I spoke to Laurie again on the way down here today, and, yeah, I'd say we'll be having a few different chats. We need to obviously call in or look at a couple of different people with the possibility of, you know, the worst scenario, of course, is if Cordner is out, if Frizzell is out, and Jack DeBellin's actually got a little bit of a calf problem as well. So we're looking at players to cover those, but we really haven't sort of spoken too much. Obviously, Trent Merrin comes right into the mix because he was called in for camp too. But there's a few different scenarios that need to be addressed, and they will be done. But it's a difficult situation. But you know, we'll handle it, and we'll go up there with a side that'll win game three.
Yes, Wendell.
Still, I'm just wondering, Jack Bird, he's a player that we know he can change the game up a bit. He didn't get much game time there. Do you expect him to get some more game time in game three?
Yeah, he'll get more minutes. There's no doubt about that. There's a bit of a plan with Jack Bird, and he'll certainly play more minutes than we've seen in the first two games.
Stella Wendell's in Brisbane. He's going to the Manny Pacquiao fight tomorrow with Jeff Horn.
He's not on the undercard at all, is
not
he?
Not on the undercard, no. But he has shown
us. Carl was busy.
Proud Queenslander. Proud Queenslander.
I know Adam McDougall was keen to go. That was all.
I'd love to get on the Dukes. I'll smash him in the face.
With all the love in the world. With
no,
all
he's a good man, Dukes, when he's asleep.
Listen to him. He's on fire up there in the studio by himself.
He's tough from up there.
I don't like being in here by myself, boys. You know what? I get by myself itis sometimes, so there's no one to talk to. I've just been wandering around and no one's
no one to talk to. You're on radio talking to thousands and thousands of people.
And when you are in one of those little rooms by yourself, don't go down the normal pursuit that you do sometimes. reading a book.
You know I can't read still.
I think... You, Gerds, had an idea, though, didn't you? You'd like the look of Nathan Brown, don't you?
Oh, look, I think...
Somewhere down the track.
Yeah, look, I think he's headed in the right direction as a player. He's made some great steps this year, and I'm sure in the future he'll be sort of part of the discussion. But, yeah, obviously we spoke about DeBellin, there's Trent Merrin there. I think he came in last time, Pete. So, I mean, there's a... You obviously want to take the same guys in, and especially some key personnel. We get that. But the good thing is, at the moment, it's similar to that halves discussion for Queensland. Look at the people we're talking about who replaces Thurston.
Yeah.
We're pretty fortunate with some of the depth in our back row.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, Nathan Brown, he was outstanding. I thought he's clearly Parramatta's best this weekend, and he's played really good football. But you probably want to see more of that from him. He's really burst onto the scene after being a guy who just basically hit the ball up as hard as he could straight into a brick wall. Well, now there's a lot more to his game. And, you know, Brad Arthur's got to take great credit for the way that he's transformed his game, but probably not Origin just at the moment. And, you know, there were a number of players who came into a camp earlier in the season. You know, Ryan James, Campbell Gillard, Shannon Boyd, Junior Paulo, those kind of guys will all be looked at as well. But I think it's just waiting to see, you know, the dust settles after these games here and what the medical reports are and how long you're prepared to give players going into that third game. And that's all Laurie's decision. So
is it also his decision who, if Boyd doesn't play, who gets the C next to his name?
Yeah, that'll be it. And, you know, I've seen a couple of contenders put forward during the week, and rightly so. Obviously, Aaron Woods is a club captain. I've always liked the opportunity, if it's there, to go with a half who's, you know, going to play the full 80 minutes, you would hope. So Jimmy Maloney, Mitchell Pearce, they all come into contention. So there's a few choices there, but...
Jackson?
Look, Jacko leads probably more by his... A little bit like Boyd, I suppose. But, I don't know. I haven't spoken to Laurie about it. The reports are that Boyd will more than likely be there, so we'll only deal with that if need to be, and there are some good choices.
Darren Lockyer has said in his column today that there's nothing against Daly Cherry-Evans, no cards marked for him not to play for Queensland again. In all the story that's been going over the past couple of weeks about why he hasn't, given the form he's in, but then he's gone on to say that the ball's in his court and can play himself back into the Queensland team if with a man-of-the-match performance. I mean, this weekend, so it's not no pressure. He's just got to come out and have a man-of-the-match performance. It's in the newspaper right there.
Right. Well, it must be true. Yeah.
It's under his own byline. So if he comes out and does a man-of-the-match, he obviously has to be picked. But if he doesn't, you'd feel a bit robbed given he's been man-of-the-match for the last five.
Well, you'd have thought that if he was going to play Origin in this third game, then it would be a decision that's made by now on his form up to date. You know, you wouldn't think that would come down to an away trip against the Warriors over in Perth.
Yep.
To determine that. But, yeah, look, I guess we're all keen to find out which way they're going to go. I think Kevin Walters sort of early on intimated fairly strongly that he was keen to go Michael Morgan in the run on side. Munster was superb.
Last night.
Yeah, that was disappointing to see. they've got great quality to choose from. Daly Cherry-Evans, I think, has played six Origins, started twice, so he knows what it's all about. Ben Hunt's back in good form, so yeah. Look, you know, they'll come with a quality 17. Whoever's starting in six and starting at left centre, whatever, you just got to deal with whoever's there.
Do you go into camp immediately?
I won't go up until after the Fox show on Tuesday night,
right? Okay,
which works out quite well because the first real session will be Wednesday, and then Thursday. Friday will be a day off, so I'll go up there for a couple of days before coming back for the Friday night game.
How far is your influence? Can you influence them, like what music they listen to, those sorts of things?
No influence whatsoever. They are a different breed,
are they?
Tony. Right. They tune off like you wouldn't believe. And all of a sudden, it's like they don't care. And then they come back, and when they need to tune back in, it's amazing. They are it's a different beast. Origin's a different beast, and these young players of today, they are well suited to it because they have a great ability just to have a good time, and then when they need to focus and be intense, they do that as well.
Well, Freddie in the city camp though, the mobile phones weren't allowed. They weren't, you know, talk because they wanted them looking up rather than down. Is there any that's a similar thing?
Yeah, no mobile phones. They can use them back in the rooms, but when there is a group, absolutely want them looking in each other's eyes and talking and conversing and finding out a little bit more about each other. So it's. Yeah, the camps are great fun. They're really good, but when you've got to be tuned in and ready to go, they are very, very good at that. But I have no influence whatsoever on these young players apart from saying, good to see you again, welcome, congratulations, and away they go.
All right, we're going to have a look at the game this afternoon in a moment. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. We do it for Bryden's Lawyers.
For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. Oh! With Peter Stern, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, what a touch!
tackle.
Beautiful tackle.
Triple M rocks the footy.
Remember, you can hear every second of Triple M footy wherever you are. Just download the Triple M NRL app right now. And to get to this afternoon's game in just a moment, we've got Sturlo here with us as well. You must have been happy, though, to see the way Jarryd Hayne, again, 2 weeks in a row, has come out and done something positive.
Yeah, been really good. And he understands that there's pressure going on to him in Game 3 in relation to a poor Game 2 in a number of different areas. So, you know, we know what he can do on the big stage. But, you know, with players like Jarryd, you just want them to come and do the little things right, because then the big things just happen. You know, you just want him to work hard and to take the tough carries and defend well. And then his talent will allow that other sort of extra aspect that he has to come out. So, yeah, we just need him to come in and do the right thing as a centre, do the little things right, and not look for the big play, because it'll just happen. Once you try to manufacture them, then, you know, you see what we saw with the flick behind the back there. You know, that's, we can't have that.
No. This game this afternoon featuring two of the premiership heavyweights, obviously with the last year's premiers and taking on the Roosters. But did we see last night the team they're all chasing in the Storm? How good were they?
Oh, they were unbelievable, yeah, weren't they? Yeah, no, they were great. And obviously, you know, they come up against a Brisbane side that had lost some quality. No Darius Boyd, no Anthony Milford. And they lose Josh Maguire fairly early in the contest. So that certainly hurt them. But yeah, look, you know, they're not on top of the ladder by any fluke or coincidence. They are better in the ruck than anybody else. They are precise. You know, Brisbane generally have the type of game that worries and can hurt Melbourne, but it wasn't evident last night. But I'm really looking forward to this afternoon's game, and a big game for the Roosters when you look at the gap that they can open up. You know, they can go 4 points clear of Cronulla with a win today. They've lost their last five against the Sharks, so they don't have a great record against them. But the Sharks conceded 35 last week. Physically, they were in trouble. And, you know, I think Waria Hargreaves and Dylan Napa would have noted that. Isaac Liu coming off the bench. I think they'll try and go hard at Cronulla physically again and try and do what Manly did last week, because it was super impressive.
Hoops, what's the lineups looking like?
Yeah, the lineups are always for mongrel boots, Tone. Mm-hmm. And the Roosters are going to be 1-13 to start the game. So Michael Gordon's at fullback, Daniel Tupou on the wing, Latrell Mitchell and Joseph Manu in the centres, Blake Ferguson the other wing, Luke Keary and Mitchell Pearce in the halves, Jarryd Waria Hargreaves in the front row, Jake Friend and Dylan Napa. And then the back row is Ryan Madison, Mitchell Orbison and Aidan Guerra. One change to the bench, Kane Evans comes in. So the bench is Isaac Liu, Zane Tetovano, Connor Watson and Kane Evans. These team lineups for mongrel boots. Mm-hmm. The Sharkies, Valentine Holmes at fullback, Sasaya Fecky on the wing, Jack Bird and Ricky Luatelli in the centres, Jarryd Beal on the other wing, James Maloney and Chad Townsend in the halves, Andrew Fifita's in the front row, New Brown is the new hooker, Matt Pryor is the other prop, Luke Lewis, Wade Graham and Paul Gallen are the back row. And then the bench is Jason Bakuya, Chris Hynington, Joseph Paulo and Sam Tagatese. Those lineups for mongrel boots, Tony.
Just watching Hoops read those out, thanks to Mongrel Boots, I reckon he's a Monty Python fan, because I reckon he's a lumberjack and he's okay.
He's got the lumberjack outfit.
Can I tell you, Pete, I've never seen a Monty Python.
You haven't lived.
No, are you serious? No. You've never seen a Monty Python film?
Go and watch The Life of Brian.
I've heard they're good, but I've got to say, no, I've never seen one.
What about Star Wars? Have you seen any Star Wars?
Yeah, I saw Star Wars when I was a kid, yeah.
Oh, okay, Ryan, have you seen any Monty
Python? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, he'd be a Monty Python fan, no doubt. Exactly. You've only got to listen to Gert's talk.
Wendell Saylor, what are you looking forward to this afternoon?
Just a good game of football, you know, boys. I mean, this time of the year, obviously Origin, Cronulla played pretty ordinary the last couple of weeks.
And has your moustache really got that long that you can twirl the end of it?
Oh, sorry, did you notice that? Sorry, yeah. I didn't know if you know.
I think he was feeling for it to see if it was still there.
It was there. Yeah, no, I just want to see if the Sharks will bounce back, you know. I think, like, last week, I've never seen them blown away like that. Obviously, Manly are a good team, but they didn't seem to have any energy through the middle. You know, Gale obviously didn't play that well, but even out wide. So for me, it's about bouncing back against a side who we know, you know, they're going to be the end of the season, you know, the Roosters.
He's either done some really good stuff of late to twirl that moustache, yeah, mm-hmm, or he's part Mexican. I'm not quite sure which he is.
I'm pretty sure it's not the latter.
but even for me, Sturlo, you'd like this too. Just to see the way that Mitchell Pearce delivered, I know he cops a little bit, and, you know, just collectively, that clutch moment last week, that field goal, you could just see how much he's loved in and around that Roosters sort of set up. When he kicked that field goal, they did well to get back in that game with that Blake Ferguson try at the end.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, moments like that for playmakers in clutch plays, when you come up like that, it's huge for your confidence, and obviously it's a good time of year for Mitchell to be doing that.
The hooking situation at the Sharks, a little bit tough, obviously. A couple of, you know, the young guy and Seguiara out as well. Is that a bit of a problem for the next couple of weeks in this afternoon?
I think it's a big problem this afternoon. To go into a game like this without a recognised dummy half there. I mean, Brown's obviously a good footballer, but usually plays six, and they haven't still not carrying anyone else on the bench. So it's hard for a guy just to get in there in a makeshift role and try, and it's such a key position to get the ball where it needs to go at the right time, know when to run, know when to pass, especially on the back of momentum, making a lot of big decisions, although usually subtle ones there from dummy half. But that's why Cameron Smith's so good, because he gets the ball to the right person at the right time, every time. And you miss a couple of opportunities against good opposition, and all of a sudden, you don't come away with points. And I think that this afternoon is really going to affect the way the Sharks obviously play the game.
Yeah, I think he's got to be targeted. Melbourne did it to Jayden Brayley a couple of weeks ago successfully, and Trent Barrett basically came out and said that they went at Brayley again last week and James Maloney. So you can bet your life that these big fellas from the Roosters are going to be looking to do the same thing.
I feel for young Brayley, Pete, because he was having a hell of a season in his rookie year. Look, the one fortuitous thing for the Sharks, Tone, when we had that interview with Shane Flanagan earlier, he did say James Seguiara was expected back next game. So they've got the bye after this match, and then Seguiara is due back in round 19. That would be a huge bonus leading into the finals.
All right, and get your gentlemen's tips for this afternoon. I mean, before we do that, just quickly, the other two games, Sea Eagles and the Warriors, that is the one, as we know, where Daly Cherry Evans must be man of the match, and he will be picked for Queensland. Wendell Saylor, is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, look, I think Manly are playing too well at the moment. The Warriors, against the Dogs last week, they probably should have put them away by more. A couple of disallowed tries, but I just like the way that Manly are playing through the middle, and then obviously on the back of guys like Cherry and Trbojevic brothers. They're just special to watch.
This is a real danger game for Manly, because they went down to that into that match last week basically saying that, you know, we want to let people know that we're serious about our season. We're in the top four and we deserve to be here. A lot of emotion, a lot of energy went into that win at Cronulla. Now, they've got to fly across to Perth, and then they've got to come out against a Warriors side that haven't been playing that well. So I think this is as big a test for Manly as last week was, to make sure that they go out and get the job done against weaker opposition.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that it's a, you know, lay down Mazzeff for this Manly team at all. But I don't think there's any more confident football team at the moment in the competition than Manly. So if they can, you know, reproduce anything like they did last week, that if they just get into a battle against the Warriors, you know, physically and mentally, I think you get them, because they're just playing some good footy. Curtis Sheeran, I thought, had his best game I'd seen in Manly colours last week. So Lewis Brown comes into the run on side. So, you know, that won't help. But, boy, they're going well.
Yeah, that was sad when
they
went down.
The Warriors haven't got a good record over in Perth. And they go through, what, two or three different sort of patterns to get there. So I don't think they can do it.
We played in Perth once, Parramatta, and we left our jerseys back in Sydney.
Seriously?
Yeah. So you played skins and shirts, did you?
I might have played without numbers on it.
Really? That is terrific. All right, in a word, who wins this afternoon?
I'm going for the Roosters.
The Roosters over the Sharkies. Wendell Saylor?
I'm going for the Roosters.
Oops.
Roosters.
Roosters view. Ryan Girdler.
Yeah, Roosters. I'm excited,
boys. Lovely to have your company. Thanks so much to Bryden's Lawyers, and thank you. It's been a terrific afternoon. Remember, Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL for Bryden's Lawyers. Protecting your future.